Wow, thank you for that. Oh my gosh. Oh, look at your faces. All right, well, the first thing I want to say, today's about you. Today's about you and the person sitting next to you that you may have brought with you, that you're madly in love with, that you want to have madly in love with you, that you want to have understand you, or you're hoping to understand them. That's what it's about. It's about understanding women. I am Alison Armstrong, and I started studying men in 1991. And at the time that I started studying men, I thought it would take 2 or 3 months to learn everything that was worth knowing. Because I knew that men were shallow. And if someone had said that 15 years later I would still be studying men, and that in fact my research would be accelerating instead of showing any signs of slowing down, and that in that time I would have become the world's biggest fan of men, I would have said that can't be possible. But it's really true. I probably am the world's biggest fan of men. So if you are a man, you're in a room today with women who have gone through a very special kind of transformation in letting go of the war between the sexes, setting down the sword or the grenade or whatever it was that they were using before, and really working to embrace who men are and not just seeing you as a hairy woman. That's what's normal, you know. For a woman to look at a man and see a hairy woman who's misbehaving and who needs some charm school and some etiquette training and some sensitivity workshops and, you know, begins the rehabilitation program to turn you into a woman. And then I found out that when a man looks at a woman, you see a soft, more lovely, multitasking, emotionally indulgent man. So women also suffer from not being seen by the opposite sex. There's a definite assumption on each of our parts that we're a version of each other, that men are a version of woman and that women are a version of men, and we're not. As you'll see today, we are more different than you can possibly imagine. And by understanding those differences, we actually can work together and get the best out of each other instead of keep inciting the worst in each other. And we really do that all the time, men and women with each other. We manage to bring out the worst in each other, and not on purpose, just from ignorance. So today's really about clearing that up. What you should have as a man by the end of the day is really the ability to be around women and have their behavior be very obvious to you, where it comes from, and have it be charming and entertaining and amusing, and at the very least, something you could deal with. How many of you watch the Discovery Channel? Anybody watch the Discovery Channel? You notice in the Discovery Channel, if they're telling you about a species, they'll tell you about the species, and they'll tell you how it acquires food, and they'll tell you how it defends itself, and they'll tell you how it procreates, and they'll tell you the differences between the male and female of the species. And the differences are rarely small, right? They're rarely like minor. Oh, there's not really a big difference between the male and female here. Let's move on. It's never like that. But in our culture, I think we pay completely inadequate attention to the differences. And obviously today is going to be focused a lot on that. Do you like our puzzle? This is a woman. We're going to be filling in the pieces on the puzzle today, and you had a handout on your chair so you could fill in the pieces of the puzzle for yourself. One thing I have to say about this before we start working with it, and this is for the guys, I'm going to tell you something very important. Very, very important. You ready? Yes. Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. This is not a map. It is not a map. So the fact that this section is 2/3 the size of this section means nothing. It means nothing, okay? There are, however, some things that are emphasized on purpose. For example, this is smack dead in the center for a reason, and it'll be the first piece that we talk about. There are topics that are grouped together because they're related to each other, okay? But the fact that this is next to this and not to that, not a big deal, okay? So say with me, it's not a map. It's not a map. Okay, good. Over here, this is a picture really of how I see human beings from being obsessed with us for the last 15 years. And it started out with discovering a whole bunch of behaviors that men have and trying to figure out what they had in common, and realizing what they had in common is that they were all very useful to ensure the survival of our species. But then I started to see there are a whole other sets of behaviors in men, because that's who I was studying at the time, that had nothing to do with survival. They didn't enhance our survival at all. And so I started to see human beings in two different parts, that there's really a duality of being human that I call human animal and human spirit. It's pretty easy to tell, actually, once you start paying attention to it, who's running my life now? Is it what I call caveman or cavewoman, or is it me? Am I expressing myself here, or is this just instinct at work?